I've never seen a school corporation have to close their doors because of not having money, but this is a unique situation. I've also not been in a school corporation that's been this drastically in the hole.
Administrator Assistant Co-Owner Steve Wittenauer gave no assurances the district would still have money after September. He says the emergency management team is working with city leaders and the Indiana Department of Education to get help, but he says the district needs $10 million to avoid zeroing out next month. Fittingly, finances were a topic of discussion when the district's school board interviewed potential candidates for the vacant seat.
Everyone wants us to be financially solvent. That is the most pressing priority on our district. I know that will be achieved.
Minnetrista Director of Operations Robert Kiesling is one of 12 people who applied for the vacant school board seat. He, along with four others, were interviewed by the board on things such as what their qualifications are and where they see the district in 4 years, among other things. Those other four candidates included Justin Wallen, whose 11-year-old son attends Southside Middle School, Susan Page, a longtime educational consultant who graduated from Muncie Central, Brad King, an advocate for the 2013-14 bus referendum, and Dan Vanderbilt, a pastor who has worked with Sutton Elementary School students. But it was Page who may have summed up the decision ahead of the school board.
I love this school system, but I would also tell you I don't think you can go wrong with the other four.
The board will announce who the new member will be at the next meeting on August 11th. In Muncie, Tony Sandlaben, IPR News.